Preventative care is critical for public health, but for some underrepresented communities, healthcare can be a challenge.
And we know when we've been patronized, put down, you know, avoided, subtly disrespected. People don't want to go through that mess, so we avoid it.
For some communities, resistance to see a doctor is compounded by discrimination and history, with devastating results. As Steph Whiteside reports, health groups in Illinois are taking steps to rebuild that trust.
Raheem Khalil owns a beauty supply store in Carbondale. He also has a degree in social work. Feeling disrespected by the medical system is something he's experienced himself.
I was kind of concerned. My brother, he had a lot of illnesses. And so when they brought him in, first thing they was talking about is hospice. And they was just kicking him to the curb. I said, whoa, hospice? And they explained it to me. Why is hospice needed? You didn't tell me his condition or anything. All you telling me that y'all getting ready to pull the cord.
Khalil's brother did end up going to hospice, but Khalil had to ask the doctor to explain why he was making that recommendation and what exactly was going on. It's a fear rooted in a history of racism. The infamous Tuskegee experiment is just one example. It lasted 40 years and withheld treatment from unsuspecting black men with syphilis.
Tuskegee, slavery. We had one piece of garbage that used to use female slaves. They used slaves a lot for the experiments.
The man he refers to is J. Marion Sims, the so-called father of gynecology. He developed his technique by operating on female slaves without anesthesia. Even today, Black Americans are disproportionately enrolled in studies that don't require patient consent.
It was a cultural distrust within the African American community of past history of the medical community experimenting on African Americans and treating them differently from the rest of the community.
Greg Smith is an outreach coordinator with Southern Illinois Healthcare.
And because of that distrust, it was just always thought you don't go to the doctor unless you are dying.
Black Americans are more likely to develop health conditions at an early age and more likely to die younger than their white counterparts. Access to healthcare could help, but one-third of Black Americans say they've faced discrimination at the doctor, and 22% say they've avoided seeking medical care for fear of being discriminated against. For patients, that can mean missing out on important health information. Conditions like high blood pressure and diabetes can be managed and treated if caught early, but the longer someone waits to seek medical care, the more advanced these diseases become, making them more challenging to treat. Angie Bailey also works in community outreach at SIH.
We're seeing more people that, you know, they may be in their 30s or 40s and have a chronic health condition that they never knew they had because they hadn't had those preventative exams.
Khalil credits education for helping him navigate the system, but says doctors could also work on being more informed. Janice Bowie agrees. She is a professor of health, behavior, and society at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health.
So some will refer to the term cultural humility to at least acknowledge that I am aware that there is some distinction, but that I'm going to at least acknowledge that and try my best as a provider to make sure that I provide care to you that is appropriate and that is comfortable for you.
For groups like Southern Illinois Health and others in the state, that includes bringing health information and services into people's neighborhoods. They're working through partnerships with local schools, businesses, and churches. That's one of the ways Khalil sees health providers trying to reach out to communities around Carbondale. Research shows those kind of community and faith-based health events have been successful in reaching Black communities. But the biggest thing, Khalil says, is education.
Education, and a lot of it. You know, I mean, hands-on education, personal education, you know, come almost to their house. It's okay to call, you know, follow up, you know, get your nurses to call, even visit.
I'm Steph Whiteside, Illinois Newsroom.